为什么我们中国没有出现瓦特？啊、
Why didn't we have what in China?
你们觉得为什么中国没有出现瓦特这样的人？有很多我的一些黑粉。
I think that's because there are so many people who dislike me in China, like Watt.
他们不同意。
They disagree.
他们就说啊，中国我们有天工开物。
They said that China has a rich history of craftsmanship and innovation.
我们也有很多的古代的书籍里面写了怎么种田、日历啊。
We also have many ancient books that describe how to plant and cultivate crops according to the calendar.
就是这些东西。
These things.
天文我们都有。
The astronomy we all have.
但是为什么中国偏偏没有出现瓦特？
But why did China not produce Watt?
没有出现这个发明蒸汽机这样的一个东西呢？
There is no such invention as a steam engine.
我认为是什么呢？
What do you think?
不是因为中国人笨。
It's not because Chinese people are stupid.
中国人一点都不笨。
Chinese people are not stupid.
你看那些科举考试的那些人。
Look at those people taking the imperial examinations.
他们能背下来的书。
They can memorize the books.
是我们今天的现代人啊望尘莫及的。
It is something that even modern people cannot achieve.
他们的脑子就是非常好使。
Their brains are very good at using.
能记住那么浩瀚的哪一个典故
？Remembering so many stories.
在哪本书上都能记得住
？I can remember the book.
但是，是问题是什么呢
？But what is the problem?
是我们的人才配置方向不同。
Our personnel configuration direction is different.
举个例子给大家。
Let me give you an example.
比如说英国最聪明的人是谁呢？
For example, who is the smartest person in the UK?
牛顿、瓦特、法拉第这样的人。
Newton, Watt, Faraday.
他们研究的是什么呢？
What are they studying?
如何发现规律
？How to find patterns？
如何发明机器
？How to invent a machine？
比如说牛顿
，For example， Newton，
他发明了万有引力。
He invented gravity。
他发现了这个世界的运行规律。
He discovered the laws of the world。
又瓦特，他发明蒸汽机。
Who invented the steam engine？
他。发明了机器这个东西。
He invented the machine.
法拉第大家都知道电啊。
Ferrari, everyone knows the store.
他发明的，包括很多英国人。
He invented many British people.
他们在研究的是什么呢
？What are they studying?
啊
，How
如何赚钱
？How to make money?
而中国最聪明的人研究的是什么呢？
What do the smartest people in China study?
是研究科举、八股和研究
research on the eight-part examination and research.
怎么加官进爵
？How to get promoted?
怎么走仕途之路
？How to succeed in career?
你们觉得是不是？在中国古代最有出息的一群人和社会精英。
Do you think that the most successful group of people and social elites in ancient China were
永远是在研究科举八股仕途
always studying the path of bureaucratic examination
哪怕当时清末的时候
even at that time during the late Qing dynasty
最牛逼的一群是在曾国藩啊
The most impressive group is the one led by Zhang Yuofen,
李鸿章啊
，Bai Tongjing,
张之洞啊
，Kang Shidong,
这些人，他们都是通过仕途往上走的。
These people all rose through the ranks through their careers.
是不是在中国的知识分子圈子里面
？Were you a member of the intellectual circles in China?
如果你没有科举过
，If you haven't passed the exam，
你没有通过仕途走上这个人生巅峰。
You didn't achieve success in your career and reached the pinnacle of your life.
那么你这个人就是不行。
So, you're just not good enough.
他的这个整个江湖地位也会特别低。
He was afraid that his entire career would be very low.
所以就是为什么科举反而成为了障碍呢？
So, that's why the examination system eventually became a hindrance.
你们想一想啊。
Think about it.
如果你是清朝的状元，
If you were the champion of the Qing dynasty,
你会去研究蒸汽机吗？
Would you study steam engines?
你是清朝的状元。
You are the champion of the Qing dynasty.
你去研究蒸汽机有什么用吗？
What's the point of studying steam engines?
别人会觉得你这个是棋赢技巧。
Others might think you're using a test strategy.
你是个状元。
You are the number one.
你不好好做仕途。
You should be focusing on your career instead of...
你去研究什么蒸汽机啊？
What are you studying about steam engines?
那些机器的东西。
These machines.
包括中国的
including China,
有些古代的皇帝
some ancient emperors,
像李煜这样的
like Lai Yu,
他很喜欢写诗
he really likes to write poetry,
他甚至很喜欢造纸
he even liked making paper,
研究墨、文房四宝这种东西
research on the four treasures of calligraphy,
那么大家都会觉得你是个亡国之君
Then everyone will think you are a former emperor.
你是一个没出息的皇帝。
You are a failed emperor.
你不治国。
You don't govern.
一天到晚研究这个，包括明朝的时候。
Studying this all day long, including the Ming Dynasty.
这些皇帝喜欢做木匠。
Some emperors liked to be carpenters.
对不对？
Is it right?
也有一些皇帝喜欢。这个搞一些其他的一些啊好玩的东西。
Some emperors also liked to do some other fun things.
但是这些东西都不是皇帝应该要干的事情。
But these things are not things that an emperor should be doing.
大家会觉得啊，这你这个完全就是个败家子。
Everyone will think that you are completely a disgrace to the family.
是不是
？Is it?
据说当时光绪皇帝是很喜欢研究这个西洋的一些东西。
It is said that Emperor Guangxu was very interested in studying Western things at that time.
包括他们的钟表啊什么的。
Including their clocks and other things.
但是你去研究这些东西。
But if you study these things.
因为收益太低了。
Because the returns are too low.
而且没有产权的保护。
And there is no protection of property rights.
你研究好了以后
Once you have finished your research,
如果这个东西是好的很
If this is good,
很多人就一下子就把你这个东西超过去了
Many people have surpassed you in this area.
你就很快就没有这个东西的收益了
You will soon no longer have any benefit from this.
而考中进士中举
And passing the civil service exam or the imperial examination.
然后呢就往高处走。
Then you just walk up.
这个收益呢更高。
The shield is higher.
所以问题就不是中国人的智商不行。
So the problem isn't that Chinese people are not intelligent.
是什么呢
What is it?
是激励机制的。
This is a mechanism for incentives.
我想跟大家讲
I want to tell everyone.
任何一个行业不行
Any industry is not good.
基本上问题都是出在激励机制上
The problem is basically about the incentive mechanism.